Master Blaster, how awesome is that? Stevie Winwood kicking off this mix, this hour of Steel City Music. Big, long mix of music for us to enjoy. You're going to hear some Lion Youth as well, Rat Cuddle, Rat Cut Bottle and Dub, some Bill Withers, Lovely Day, The Inside Man with Funky Destination, and of course James Brown with Funky Drummer. So sit back, relax, drive, go for a walk, do whatever you want. It's a lot of cool music to listen to do something to. You know what I mean? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more. But kicking things off, Nina Simone, Sinner Man. You're hanging out with Gunner on Steel City Music.
All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord. All on that day, but the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. I can't hide you, the rock cried out. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding
tunnel. Bring on the juice. Bring on the juice. Bring on the juice. Bring on the juice. Make me sweat.
Soul we got, yeah. You don't have to do no soloing, brother. Just keep what you got. Don't turn it loose, 'cause it's a mother. When I count to four, I want everybody to lay out and let the drummer go. And when I count to four, I want you to come back in. It's in my collar. I got the holler. I said it's in my feet. Feels so sweet. It's in my shape, good God, about to wake me to death. It's in my shape, about to wake me to death. It's in my shape, I walk the floor. I wanna walk the floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, get it.
name of this tune is the Funky Drummer. 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 The Funky Drummer.
Once he got out of jail, he was gone.
He took off for Nashville.
Down in Music City, paycheck scraped by as a backup musician, playing with everyone from Porter Wagoner to George Jones.
He was kind of like a country music Mozart. You know, he played guitar, lead guitar, and steel and drums. And he was an excellent bass player, probably the best in Nashville in his day.
Oh, this used to be our favorite night spot.
He was a great singer.
When she was here, it was heaven.
Next time I'd seen him was he'd come back and he'd change his name to Donnie Young.
Donnie Young wasn't exactly burning up the charts, so he decided he would change his act.
Back in them days, there was a Johnny Dollar and
Johnny Cash and Johnny Western.
Donnie's manager, figuring he'd cash in on the Johnny trend, recalled an obscure Polish boxer, Johnny Paycheck, with a K.
From that point on, I mean, he totally believed he was Johnny Paycheck. You couldn't talk him out of saying, okay, Donnie, or every time you'd call him Donnie, he'd get mad at you. I think he had an identity crisis.
He legally changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, and his career took off. But deep down inside, he was still Hubcap Donnie.
Paycheck was playing with Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Paycheck stole Patsy Cline's car.
I think that was down in Texas someplace. Big country music park, and he got to drinking. He found her keys, and he just went out and got in her car and took off. And when he get to the gate, they would shut the gate on him. There was only one entrance to it. They said, just let him go. He can't get out. And he went past that gate a half a dozen times, and he just drove around and around and around inside the park. But eventually, it ran out of gas.
He had a total disregard for the law when he was drinking.
Old habits die hard. but somehow he managed to pick up a new one.
There was like a couple of 24-hour pharmacists in there in Nashville, you know what I mean. The drug of choice back then was them Old Yellers. We'd go to the jam sessions and Paycheck was always up there playing bass. Well, we'd stay up for 3 or 4 days just to get in tune and then jam for 3 or 4 more.
Between the speed binges and stints in jail, Paycheck found himself broke and homeless. Then he met a man named Swamp Dog.
Excuse me. My song I wrote, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, single-handedly put Johnny Paycheck on the map, because he wasn't nowhere near the map.
Let me tell you now.
Single did a load of sales. People were buying the hell out of it. We made a fortune with that money. But anyway, I digress.
And they hauled them off. And anyhow, went down to get them out the next morning and had to pay the fine. Paycheck didn't even have a shirt on. Had to go to court without a shirt. I mean, it's in Canada, and that little deal there where they all have to get up and all hail the queen, something like that. Paycheck went...
You're listening to Steel City Music.
moonlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to fail when someone else instead of me always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be
a lovely day.
Over time, Jerry was able to climb over the chicken wire and make his way back to the top, in part by playing gigs on the bill with some of his best friends and biggest rivals, like Chuck Berry.
There were two really good showmen. Chuck Berry was a good showman, too. But Chuck Berry had a big ego, Jerry had ego, and the promoter worked it out to where one would close the show. The next night, the other one would close the show. Well, Jerry obviously didn't want Chuck Berry to be able to follow Jerry Lee Lewis.
So they argued back and forth, and Jerry goes, okay, killer, you know, you can close the show.
So Jerry, he goes out there and does, of course, a great show.
It was right after he did Great Balls of Fire, he pulled a can of lighter fluid out of his pocket and squirted it inside the piano and threw a match in there and caught the damn piano on fire. Walks off stage and says, follow that.
It's hard to follow a burning piano.
Not too long after that, the killer's dad, Elmo Lewis, apparently inserted himself into the rivalry.
Elmo was a kind of outlaw. He had been in prison, what have you.
Elmo thought that Chuck was degrading Jerry and said, I'll throw you in the blue hole, which is some kind of Louisiana swamp name or something. I don't know what. Had a Barlow knife, and Chuck took off running.
And he was getting ready to go up there and cut Chuck Berry, and there was no doubt about it. Jerry stopped him. Said, don't cut him, Daddy, don't cut him.
And then everything settled down. Nobody saw anybody, but the next morning, come downstairs, Chuck and Elmo were sitting there having breakfast again, like nothing had happened.
While Chuck escaped unharmed, the apple didn't fall too far from the tree in the Lewis family when it came to issuing threats of violence.
Butch Owen, you know, he was playing bass for us at that time. He was mad at Butch, and he kept telling Butch he was going to kill him.
Butch walks in ahead of me, and Butch said, Jerry, if you don't mind, we come to get our money, our back pay. And Jerry Leach said, well, I got you boys money. When he pulled that pistol out, I immediately exited. I knew he was fixing to shoot, and I didn't want to be in the line of fire. Immediately, I hear bam.
Bullet fragments went through him and right out his back. But what was bad is Jerry just put in new white carpet. He didn't like it because he was bleeding on the carpet. So they drug Butch outside and put him on the sidewalk.
They were able to get him in a helicopter and get him to the hospital and save him. What a blessing that was. But you know, Jerry fired him. And I said, well, should we fire him? I mean, I know it was an accident, but you did shoot him. And he said, well, I've got a tour coming up, and I have to have a bass player, and he can't play. John Lennon is standing there. He didn't say a word. He walked in that dressing room, and he knelt down right beside Jerry, and he kissed the bottom of his shoe.
He didn't like the Beatles. He said, every time I turn on the radio, it's a Beatle here and a Beatle there. I don't like them haircuts.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
You to see what Yeah. CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
Hey, welcome back to another edition of the 3 for 30 on Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and this week's guest is Brandon P. General from My Flying Machine. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Everything seems to be working well on my end as far as my life goes. My sight, my taste, my hearing is doing really well for my age group. Can you say the same for yourself?
Definitely. My taste is awesome.
Okay, so you know the drill on this, Brandon. Three songs that have distinct memories to each song, any style, any genre. They're your memories, your songs. And what are the three songs?
Always by Atlantic Star. Okay. La Bamba by Los Lobos. And Waltz Number 2 by Elliot Smith.
Okay, which one are we starting with, sir?
Let's start in chronological order, and we'll go Always by Atlantic Star.
Okay, so here it is. Like, what's the reason why this song has such a distinct memory for you? What's the deal?
Well, it came out in, mid-80s sometime. And I was young, and it reminds me of, like, when I hear it, it's a very visceral experience for me. So I immediately think of the summer breeze blowing in through a window. I had one of those turtle sandboxes that also doubled as a pool when you didn't have any sand. And well, it was sitting in my backyard, and I would, you know, play in the sand or play in the pool or something. And we also had like a back patio that was basically just a slab of concrete, so it got really, really hot in the summer. And like my mom's suntan lotion, it's a very visceral memory for me.
So it just brings you back to your childhood with your family around your home then.
Yeah, exactly. But like really, really, like I can still smell her pina colada suntan lotion when I hear that song.
So is that much of a connection? You can smell her pina colada tan lotion.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
And how old are you at this time?
I couldn't place an age. I'm going to say somewhere in the single digits.
Somewhere in the single digits, it made that much of an effect on you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why don't we spin the track right now? And who's it by?
Atlantic Star.
Here's Atlantic Star, always on the 3 for 30.